the Madison Coral Project. Their director, Albert Pensino, is a man of many parts, works in many parts too. Welcome back to the Midday. It's been, I suppose, a year since you've been here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And when you're not at Northwestern working there, you're up here, among other places, working with the Coral Project.
That's right. It allows me to spend lots of days driving through the great part of the state, the Southeast Corridor.
Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Of course.
Well, before we hear some music, what again is the Coral Project? What's its premise and what's going on in the next couple of days?
All right. Well, we are a professional chamber choir of 24 singers, all paid, and we are, we believe, Wisconsin's only professional choir of that makeup. And we've got concerts this weekend. It's our seventh season and the sixth time we've done this particular December concert, which is a sequence of choral music and readings.
These readings are done by, I'm told, very young readers.
They are authored by very young readers this time. The actual readings will be done by a friend of WPR, Noah Ovshinsky.
Oh, well, how about that?
Yeah.
Plug there.
Yeah. Well, we're thrilled to have him back with us. All 6 years he's done our readings, which is great. But this year's concert is about hope for the future. We decided that there's lots of complications in our world today, and we wanted to provide a hopeful message. And we thought the best way to do that was to hear from young voices. So we did a call out for readings to young people, all grades 6 through 12 in Wisconsin, throughout Wisconsin, and we received back some amazing submissions of young people talking about things they see in the world, in their world, that aren't right, and ways that they want to fix them as they age into adulthood.
Well, before we forget, these upcoming concerts by the Coral Project are this Saturday, this is December 15th, 7:30, Sunday the 16th at 3, and then you're doing a concert in Milwaukee on Tuesday the 18th at 7:30, and all of that you can find in greater detail by going to your website, which is
www.themcp.org, T-H-E-M-C-P.org.
Or if you just, I imagine, Google Madison Coral Project.
Yeah, you'll find it.
It might be an even easier way
That's
to find it.
That's always the easiest way.
And what do you have here? What have you brought?
Well, I brought in a track of us singing from this February, which was our last concert. So it's our most recent performance. This is a track by living composer Dan Forrest, and it's called Entreat Me Not to Leave You.
Thank you.
have to let that one breathe a little bit afterward. Mm. Yes, Entreat Me Not to Leave You by Dan Forrest, not just a contemporary composer, but a young contemporary composer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's from a recent performance by Madison Choral Project?
Yep, that was this February, which was just our last concerts. We had kind of an abbreviated season, and we are so excited to get the family back together for this December. It's been a really exciting last couple weeks of rehearsals.
And there certainly is some wonderful music, centuries of it, but contemporary music included strongly there in the repertory for choirs, and you have found some. And again, those performances upcoming of the Madison Choral Project, two in Madison, one Saturday, this Saturday, December 15th, 7:30, and Sunday the 16th at 3 o'clock in Christ Presbyterian Church on Gorham Street in Madison, then in Milwaukee, 7:30 p.m., Tuesday, December 18th, that's next week, at the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist in Milwaukee, and their director for some years now.
Yep, since the beginning. We're in season 7, and we, founded in the end of 2012 and been going strong since then.
Under the leadership of my guest today, Albert Pensino.
Well, thank you so much for having us in. It's been a blast.
Yeah, sometime bring in the whole bunch.
Oh, we'd love to.
All 24. I think we could have a really good time with that.